This message is especially for women with self-doubt who don't always recognize their incredible value. Do you know the awesome word that God used to describe the role of women before He created us? You are going to love this. I'm about to show you from Scripture that women were created by God in a purposeful way for a profound reason. I'll also give you a declaration that I urge you to believe and speak with me because it's true and I can prove it from the Bible. I love the sound of today's declaration and I hope that you'll take it to heart. Are you ready for it? My Creator designed me like a hero. We're going to dive into the creation story and learn a Hebrew word that describes the incredible value of women and our place in this world. You're going to learn what God said before creating the first woman, proof that God created women for a profound reason, and how God chose to create the first woman and why. And you may not feel like Wonder Woman or Supergirl, but I promise you, God designed you like a hero. Stay with me for biblical proof. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant. Thank you so much for being here. Each week, I read some scripture and I give you a declaration to empower your tongue with truth. Now, today I'm going to read just a little bit longer of a passage than I usually do, but there's a good reason for it. So stick with me. I invite you to settle in for the New Living Translation's account of Genesis 2, verses 18 to 22. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper." I want you to say helper, "who is just right for him." So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals. But still, there was no helper. I want you to say helper, just right for him. So, the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then, the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. I asked you to repeat the word helper because it holds the key to why women can declare with conviction, "My Creator designed me to help like a hero." Will you say that with me? My Creator designed me to help like a hero. I want every self-doubting woman who's listening to learn the significance of the Hebrew word for helper in Genesis 2. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, a language and a culture that focuses less on form and more on function. Let me say that another way. Western civilization focuses on what things look like. Middle Eastern culture focuses on what things do. When God created woman, He didn't say, "I will make a beauty who stands there for him." He said, "I will make a helper who is just right for him." God creates with function in mind. Please don't hear what I am not saying. I'm not saying that God doesn't create beautiful things. He certainly does. But when the Bible makes a point of mentioning a woman's beauty, like with Esther, for example, it's because her appearance was directly tied to her function. Esther had to be beautiful to be in a position to save her people. God created women for a specific function, to be a helper. Now, before you get the wrong idea, I want to unpack that word helper in the original language. The Hebrew word for helper found in both Genesis 2:18 and 20 that I read describe a woman as Azer. Azer can be either a noun or a verb. As a noun, it means one who helps. The verb helps specifically refers to help in a difficult situation, assistance in a time of difficulty. Do you see now why I worded our declaration, "My Creator designed me to help like a hero"? It's true. I would love for you to believe and speak it with me. My Creator designed me to help like a hero. The fact that God said, "I will make a helper," proves that when it comes to the purpose of women, God creates with function in mind. He created woman in a purposeful way for a profound reason. My friend, you are a hero. Every time you help someone out of a difficult situation, even if it's as minor as helping a toddler put on shoes. The Hebrew word for helper proves that women were not created to be subservient, but heroic. I know this because of how the word Azer is used in the Psalms. The word for helper found in Genesis 2 to describe woman is also found in several Psalms to describe, wait for it, God. God created women to help like He helps. God helps us get through difficult situations. Amen. Women were created to do the same thing. Talk about a noble purpose. Now, I want you to grab a pen and paper because you're going to want to write down these Psalms and take note of the fact that when you see the word help or helper, it is the exact same word, again, that Hebrew word Azer, that God used in Genesis when He described the function of women. Psalm 33:20 says, "We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield." Psalm 115:9-11 says, "O Israel, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield. O priests, descendants of Aaron, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield. All you who fear the Lord, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your shield." And then Psalm 121:1-2 says, "I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." And then in Psalm 124:8, again, always using that Hebrew word Azer, it says, "Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Takes our role as women to a whole new level, doesn't it? God created women to help like He helps. Wow. I want you to be encouraged, sister. You are incredibly valuable. Before I share the final point about God's divine purpose for women, I'd like to ask a favor of you. Would you please tap or click on the like button and also share this message with a woman that you know? Please subscribe and turn on notifications by tapping or clicking on the bell. Thank you. Now, I want to draw your attention to how God created the first woman and why He chose to create her the way that He did. Let's look again at Genesis 2, verses 21 and 22. "So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and He brought her to the man." My friend, God didn't take from the man's head so that the woman would think for him. God didn't take from the man's feet for the woman to be kicked around by him. God created woman from the man's side. God designed women to partner side by side with men. Women are not greater, but neither are we less than. When God created the first woman to be a helper, He had in mind someone who would be perfectly suited to provide a special kind of assistance during times of difficulty. My friend, God has entrusted you with an important job. He also equipped you to do it. So don't even let that self-doubt settle in. Remember that God created woman from the man's side. When you question your role or your self-worth, tell yourself that the Hebrew word describing God's role in Psalms 33, 115, 121, and 124 is the exact same word God used for women when He said, "I will make a helper." Oh, somebody needs to repeat our declaration right now. My Creator designed me to help like a hero. I know that you will rise to the occasion when difficulties arise because God always equips and empowers us to do what He calls us to do, and He created you for such a time as this. Let's ask for His help to be the helpers He created us to be. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for the noble role that You've given women. God, I love that You had us in mind to be a source of help in a time of difficulty. We can be encouraging and we can be supportive. But Father, that doesn't make us less than or subservient. Help us to know how important we are, that You said it wasn't good for man to be alone. And You designed and created us specifically for that reason, not from his head or from his feet, but God, from his side. And so, Lord, help us to know the incredible value that we have and the calling that You have on us as women. Lord, equip us and empower us with just a sense, Lord, that we can do what You call us to do, Lord, because You never, ever ask us to obey something that we can't obey. Lord, You equip us to do everything You've asked us to do. And so, Lord, help us to obey. Help us to be faithful, God, and to trust You, because we are the helpers, the heroes that You've created us to be. And we pray, Lord, that we would live that out in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for being here. You have no idea how much you mean to me. Would you take a moment now to leave me a comment about your biggest takeaway from today's message? And please like and do share this message, especially with a woman you know who'll be encouraged by it. Also, subscribe and click or tap the bell for notifications. Oh, and for a great video to watch next, I invite you to click the thumbnail you're about to see on your right. Remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.